Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTID. I better turn my microphone up. Yeah, now maybe somebody can hear me. Okay, hi. You know, this is one of those things, and it happens to me all the time. Maybe it happens to you. I actually feel great, but I sound horrible. And last week when I felt really horrible, I didn't sound that bad. So sometimes when it comes to me, you can't really tell when I'm sick, because by the time I appear to be sick, I'm already all better. But we're going to talk about your health and wellness today. And we are going to do this. Is this the third Tuesday? Is that what we decided today?
Yep.
Is it third Tuesday of every month? The first thing to go is the brain, people. Dr. Brandon Breening is going to stop by, and we're going to talk about general health issues. And maybe you have some questions. And I know I certainly have some. So instead of paying this guy, you know, a living wage to treat me, I'll just bring him on my radio show, and you can ask him questions free of charge like me, and we'll just take his free advice. So first of all, let's find out who Dr. Brandon Breening is. You've been on the show before. You are an advertiser on WT80 Radio, but tell us a little bit about yourself, your training, and then your practice.
Sure. I am a third-generation chiropractor. My grandmother started Laws Chiropractic, as it was known for years, over 50 years ago. We currently, my aunt is in charge of the practice, and so it's named after her. We practice at Franklin Total Wellness Center, and I don't think I'll change the name when I take over, but time will tell.
Oh, a takeover's so already being planned. Well, that's
new. Well, you got to plan these things out well in advance.
You really do. You know, it's so important. A lot of times, and we can talk about this maybe not today, but someday, finding a practice is really difficult. And I know a lot of people who set up practice, they have to decide to go it on their own, go in with a group. I mean, for medical doctors, a lot of them just go ahead and choose Quincy Medical Group or Blessing Physician right. Services. They're under the umbrella. You lose some of your freedom when you do that. But I know one good story. A cousin of ours is a dentist, and he was really good at making dentures. And his propensity for being a great denture maker, even though he was in Kansas at school, was heard by from a guy in Tampa Bay, Florida, who said, you know, in 10 or 12 years, I'm going to want to retire. And since most of my practice is dentures, I better find somebody to come in. And so that's how Dr. Philip Heineke, born and raised in Quincy, Illinois, got to be a dentist in Tampa Bay, Florida. So sometimes it's nice to go in under the wing of somebody and kind of learn a little bit, because schooling never really stops, does it? I mean, you graduated, no. You had your degree, you've passed your boards,
yeah. But
you've got to constantly keep on top of this.
Oh my gosh, the stuff that I've learned since I've graduated is just, I'm, and every doctor should be this way. Every doctor should be better every year that they're in practice. Constantly learning more. We constantly learn more about the body that we didn't know. The stuff that we've learned in the last 10 years is just amazing.
Yeah. So. And medical doctors say that, too, especially if they do any kind of surgery. It's like everybody's anatomy is so unique. Yes, the liver's supposed to be here, and, right. You know, this is supposed to be there. But on some people, there's just a little bit of a little variation. And I know I have a misplaced trigeminal nerve in my face, which is kind of one of those weird things you would never know
right. Until
you go to get numbed to have dental work done, which I've only had done once in my life, and they couldn't find my trigeminal nerve. So I have a weird, you know, so now I know. And every time if I ever have to go have dental surgery again, I'll say, by the way, my trigeminal nerve is not where it's supposed to be. So, you know, don't go poking around
there.
Look
somewhere else.
Look somewhere else. Yeah,
I don't know where it is.
Good
luck.
But quit poking me where it's supposed to be, because it's not there. Okay, so you're a graduate of Palmer College of Chiropractic, and you talk about how you learn more really on the job sometimes, although school is a basic. Do you ever kind of wonder, because I do this every once in a while, I want to send a letter back to the University of Illinois and say thanks, but I learned everything after I graduated. Could I please just have my money back?
Yeah, well, it's amazing sometimes the things that will come back later, because, you know, it's like, trying to drink out of a fire hose, basically. You know, they just shove all this information into your head, and some of it's going to stick right away, and some of it you're going to need right away. And someday, a patient will come in, and you'll think, oh, and you hadn't thought about that since school because you hadn't needed it. But it was there.
Some of the fire hose information stuck. Well, one of the things that we're going to talk a lot about health today, and Dr. Breening's going to kind of, you know, answer any questions you have. So 223-9300. Now, remember, he cannot diagnose you over the phone, but he knows a lot about nutrition too. So if you're experiencing some problem, he might be able to tell you a vitamin or mineral that you might want to try. Again, you know, he can't diagnose over the air, but some things are pretty basic. And one thing that I learned from a chiropractor that I wish my medical doctor had told me, God love her, I love my medical doctor, I love my chiropractor, but if you take a statin drug, which a lot of people out there take statin drugs for cholesterol relief. Now, I know there's some people who are mortally against that. We don't have to go there. But people who do take statin drugs, if you take a statin drug, you are very likely to become deficient in something I had never heard of before. But after I got a bill for $2,500, I decided to find out a little bit more about it. Deficiency in coenzyme Q10. I was taking statin drugs. I was not taking coenzyme Q10. My body became depleted. I didn't know that. How could I know that? I never even heard of it. So I started having muscle pain. So they took me through this ramification of tests to find out there was absolutely nothing wrong with me, but here's your bill for $2,500. And then I asked my friendly chiropractor, why do I feel crummy all the time? Yeah. You know, why do I ache? And she said, well, are you taking that statin drug that I told you not to take? I said, yes, I am taking that statin drug you told me not to take. She goes, well, your coenzyme Q10 is deficient. So I said, well, why didn't the medical doctor tell me that? So I went to the medical doctor, and she said, oh, yeah, that happens.
Yeah,
you could probably take a supplement. That'd be good for you.
Yeah.
So what is, because why does it have the strangest name? Nobody can ever remember it. Coenzyme Q10. Why do we need this? There's ads for it for your dogs.
Yeah.
Cosequin for your dog, you know, but nobody cares about humans. I've never seen an ad for coenzyme Q10 where it shows people running and jumping over barriers like your dog and saying, if you take a statin drug, you really need this.
Right. Well, let's go back to cell biology, huh?
Okay,
years
doctor.
Ago, inside your cell is something called the mitochondria. Do you remember the mitochondria? Mm-hmm. The powerhouse of the cell, right?
Yes.
Inside the mitochondria is where you make all the energy that your body uses in a day. It makes it in the form of ATP, adenosine triphosphate.
Oh, yeah, I knew
that. Yeah, of course. So if you need CoQ10 in order to make that conversion, and if you're not making it, you're not making the energy that you need. And so you get tired, and your muscles hurt because they're not doing what they need to do. And not a lot of supplements that we have out there work directly towards energy. So that's why a lot of people could benefit from CoQ10, even if they're not on a statin, because the more you can influence that mitochondria, the more it will make energy. The more energy your body has, the quicker it should get better, because it can't make new things if it doesn't have the energy to make the new things. So
coenzyme Q10 kind of implies there's a Q1 through 9. Where do they come up with these weird names? What is the Q? What's the 10? What's the co? I mean, God made us perfect to heal ourselves and do everything right. And was there a bottle of coenzyme Q10 in the Garden of Eden and Adam and Eve forgot to bring with them? What the heck happened, and how do we figure out that we're all deficient in this?
Your body makes it on its own. If you're giving your body everything it needs, you don't have to give it CoQ10. However, it
most
is,
of us aren't.
It is made in the process. The reason that statin drugs tend to interfere with it is because the cascade of making it, it's the same cascade that you use to make cholesterol. So when you stop cholesterol making, you're stopping CoQ10 making.
Okay. So bottom line is, when people say, well, no, you know, 200 years ago they didn't have all these supplements and everybody was pretty fine. Well, obviously, no, really, life expectancy is much higher. But also, 200 years ago, well, people died a lot sooner. But we also had really maybe healthier food, although we didn't have the diversity of food. I mean, if you could only get a tomato in July, and then you had to figure out how to can it, that was smart of us. You know, we did figure out a few things to kind of help us live through the winter. But this coenzyme Q10, I tell you, it's like a miracle. But the problem is, like you said, as long as you're taking a drug to reduce your cholesterol, it is highly probable that the reason you hurt and ache and pain is not because you're old, but because your coenzyme Q10 has stopped being produced. So go get a bottle of it. It's kind of expensive.
It is a little pricey.
It's a little pricey. But
what else? There are so few things that work on mitochondria that, you know, I've been studying a lot of brain functional neurology. We'll talk about that at some point. But that is one of the number one supplements that they put people on.
Who are having
brain trouble.
Brain trouble.
In order to rebuild the pathways and get everything the way it needs to be so that your brain functions the way you want it to function, you've got to have that energy there.
Okay. So it's CoQ10, coenzyme Q10. Most of the places where you can get it, or you can pick up a bottle at Franklin
yep.
Wellness Center. You can get it at a pharmacy, or a drugstore. The problem is, you know, kind of look at the label, know the brand, you know how that goes when you right. go to buy a supplement. But CoQ10. And it's amazing because I've tried to be my one little CoQ10 band, only because I know how scared I was when I was hurting all the time, and I'm young.
Right.
I mean, this happened a long time ago when I was young. And I was like, and I went and had all these tests, you know, and again, there's one thing I can stand. I can stand pain, but I cannot stand paying medical bills. That yeah. really kills me. You know I'm cheap, Brandon. So CoQ10, check it out. Ask your medical doctor about it, and they'll probably tell you that, oh, yeah, it's probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll tell you it's a bad idea. But they'll don't go in and go, why didn't you tell me that? Because then they'll have your defense mechanism. Just if you're taking a statin drug, the same thing that makes you not make cholesterol makes your body not make CoQ10. So if you're going to take that statin drug every day, put a little CoQ10 pill next to it at least every other day and go. Okay, we're going to take a break because you want to talk about the brain. And that's where I'll have to shut up because I don't have much of one. So we'll just let Dr. Breening go on. 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Any question about your health or well-being, Dr. Breening is here, and he will be here the third Thursday of every month.
Tuesday.
Third Tuesday.
She's we'll talk fine, people. She's
we'll
fine.
Talk about brain. We'll talk about the brain function on the third Tuesday, right after we take this break. A little what becomes of the brokenhearted, how cute that we're talking about cholesterol in the heart and CoQ10 and
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of a good tie-in. That's kind of a good tie-in. Dr. Brandon Breening, my guest today, he is with Franklin Wellness Clinic. We're going to talk a little bit today. I mean, I had my topic I wanted to bring up. I'm on my CoQ10 bandwagon. But, Doctor, you're doing a lot of research and looking into brain function. Now, I'm sitting there thinking, a chiropractor, that's somebody that, you know, massages your back and puts your spine back in alignment. What the heck do you have to do with the brain?
Right. I can understand that. But a chiropractor should be a neurological expert. The focus behind chiropractic originally was on the nerves. And what are the nerves controlled by? They're controlled by the brain. So if the problem isn't coming from an out-of-place C1, maybe it's coming from higher up. So we figure out what's going on with the brain and how to fix it.
So I think the brain is so complex. I mean, it's really just amazing. You mentioned just like with some little enzyme, some little nutrient, some little this, that is missing and it throws everything completely off. It's kind of amazing. There, your brain is basically, somebody said, if somebody calls you a fat head, that's essentially true.
Yeah.
You have to have a certain amount of fat and you have to have a lot of volume with liquid
mm-hmm.
and you have to have a certain amount of salt.
Yeah.
So people say, well, I don't eat salt. Well, you better.
Yeah,
I mean, I know you don't add it, but I mean,
you're right,
you have it in your body.
If you're eating the American diet, you got plenty of salt.
What causes things to break down in the brain besides a head trauma? Let's just talk about the stuff. What happens when we lose our fat reserve, when we lose our liquid reserve? And what is that liquid? Is it just saline water or is it something else?
Okay, so let's talk about why. So if you're not, let's go to 101.
Okay.
So anything with the body, anything that goes wrong with the body can be narrowed down to one of two things. it is either you're not getting the nutrients you need to where they need to go, or you've got a bunch of junk in your body that is not leaving. It, almost any health problem can be taken back to one of those two things. So, but and then it's a matter of figuring out which one of those things. Maybe it's both. Maybe you need to detox. Maybe you need to add CoQ10 to your diet. Almost any health problem we can go back to, it's just that simple. I think we make health a lot more complicated than it is.
Or zinc or magnesium. So, but the problem is, yes, for you, someone who understands those things, it does become fairly easy. But for the average person who maybe has heard of, you know, vitamin B12, and maybe they know vitamin C's in oranges and, you know, stuff like that, but they don't know.
Well, that's why you get somebody that,
knows what they're doing. Okay, very good.
Because we can't all know everything, you know. I would be a terrible radio broadcaster. So
well, today you're doing pretty
good. Over there, I wouldn't know how to hit those buttons. We'd have dead air for a while.
So
we all have our strength.
You either have a buildup of something, and when you mentioned detoxify, I mean, a perfect example of that would be maybe an illicit or illegal drug. People get, for example, OxyContin, which can lead to heroin abuse. Once you start having that in your body, it interrupts the natural process. So it demands more,
right?
And it takes a yeoman's effort, almost hospitalization, to prevent you from putting more in to get that out. It takes a while to get stuff like that out of your body. So if you put something in that's not good, your body will try to get rid of it. But after a certain amount of time,
it can only
do so much.
Liver and kidney can only do so much.
Okay.
You know, that's and if your body can't handle it, it'll do one of two things. It'll start breaking down, or it will hide it in fat, or it will just put it somewhere. So,
Well, we hear about lead, like lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, for example. There, you know, there again, small, minute amounts build up over time, and they tend to cluster in that brain area. Now, why can't your body get rid of that? Is it because you're ingesting it, even though it's a small bit every day from your water?
Exactly.
It builds up.
It can only, the capacity of the organs to handle it is only so much. When it gets over that capacity, your body puts it wherever it can. You know, it's like, well, liver can't deal with this now, so let's just shove it in this fatty tissue.
And so, the brain is fatty tissue.
The brain is fatty tissue, so that's a problem. Dr. Breening, put on those headphones. It should be placed there conveniently out of your reach because we have a caller.
Okay.
And this caller hopefully has a question that you can answer or at least ponder upon. Good morning. Thank you for calling the Mary Griffith Show. What's on your mind for Dr. Brandon Breening?
Yes, Mary.
Yes.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
Well, thank you.
Dr. Breening, lately there's been a public announcement on the TV telling us baby boomers to be aware of hepatitis. I guess it's hepatitis C. Now, what is that about?
Okay, that's a good question. Let's give Dr. Breening a moment to gather his thoughts. Do you need a break? I mean, that's kind of question out of the blue for you. Do you need me to take a little break so you can think upon that, or are you ready to go?
Well, I can go for a little bit. Let's
okay,
see. So,
hepatitis C is an infection.
Yes, it's a... oh my goodness, there's so many different hepatitises. It's hard to remember which one's which. But hepatitis in general is usually through the blood... usually affects the liver. Yes, you should look out for it. Doing things to help take care of your liver will help your body to process it better.
I guess what they're saying is there's hepatitis 1 and hepatitis 2, I guess, is the worst. And then hepatitis C, like a lot of people have that and may not experience, they carry it for a long period of time.
Yep.
So it's the kind of thing that if you're in good health, you really won't act up.
Right.
But a lot of people are infected with it that are baby boomers because of sexual transmission, because of maybe blood transfusions years ago and things that wasn't something they screened for. Once you get it in your body,
you're not going to get it.
You're never going to get rid of it.
But you can do things to mitigate it.
It's
like the chicken pox, right? It's always in your body after you've got it. And as long as you take care of yourself and you're not stressed out and you maintain your body, you shouldn't get a shingles outbreak.
You shouldn't, but you could.
But you could.
So hepatitis C is if you keep your liver in good shape, if you have a pretty good diet, you're healthy in other ways, your body should probably fight off any side effects. I guess the symptoms, the outward symptoms.
Symptoms, yeah.
But when people, you know, obviously somebody wants you to get tested for this because there must be some miracle drug.
Right.
So is it a good idea? Should baby boomers go and ask for a hepatitis C test? I guess knowledge is never bad, I guess.
No, I mean, it's like the $2,500 you paid to find out that nothing was wrong. Sometimes it's worth that money to know that nothing is wrong. Sometimes it's worth the money to know, oh, I have this. This is what I need to do in order to take care of it better. So it's more knowledge is never a bad thing. It's what you do with that knowledge that...
Okay, but as far as you know, and I think what they're probably, the reason they're having all these advertisements is some pharmaceutical company has come up with some kind of treatment for hepatitis C that, again, you may feel like yuck, and maybe this is why,
right.
And you don't know. So hepatitis C, in a sense, on a normal day won't kill you. Most people can fight it off, but once you have it, you always have it.
Right.
And once you have it, you can sexually transmit it to other people, I assume. And can it go in your saliva, too?
I believe so.
Yeah.
You know, I'd have to do a little research again with the hepatitis. What I'd want to do is I'd want to look at the studies and see what the... anytime somebody wants to put you on a drug or do some sort of course of treatment, that ask them what the numbers needed to treat is. The numbers needed to treat for is done for all... pharmaceutical drugs, and what it tells you is if we treat this many people, let's say if we treat 100 people, 90 people will avoid an adverse effect. That's a really good thing.
Find out what the side
you've got
effects
a 90,
are.
Well, not necessarily the side effects. It's the stopping you from having, so let's say a statin drug. Let's say that whatever drug it is, their number needed to treat is 90 out of 100 people, not those 90 people would avoid a heart attack. They'd avoid a bad catastrophic event by taking that drug. If the number is one in 100, why, you know, you've got a better chance of getting hit by a bus, you know, sometimes.
Right.
You know, it's...
So I guess one of the things that we could say is, knowing that baby boomer generation can be carriers of hepatitis C, you can do a little investigation on your own and find out things to eat, exercises to do, lifestyles to have, nutrition to ingest that will ward off the bad effects of hepatitis C. And I'd say if you're drinking a quart of Jack Daniels a day, that's not good for your liver, so your hepatitis C may come out a little bit more than others, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's a good caller, because we never used to know about drugs because they didn't advertise them on TV.
Right.
That's why, you know, this thing about Cosequin for your dog. I'm like, we need it too. Have somebody jumping their pony over and say, not only does your pony need it, you need it too for coenzyme Q10. So sometimes it's good to know about these things. Obviously, this drug company has realized there's a lot of people with this hepatitis C. While it's not really the deadly form of hepatitis C, it can be annoying. So you definitely want to avoid.
Yep.
The symptoms of it. We've got to take a break. Your phone calls are welcome at 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD. Dr. Breening is not an expert on every single thing off the top of his head, but again, hepatitis, it's a liver disease. So if you think you might have it, get tested for it and then react appropriately to make sure your liver's in good shape. We are back. It is 10 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. Every third Tuesday, we're going to keep this regular feature. He probably won't stay for the whole hour, but I'm glad he did today. Dr. Brandon Breening is going to be talking about our health, any kind of questions we have. We were just in the middle of the brain, right in the middle of the brain when we took our break. And so we're talking about toxins, how if they can't get out, like lead, some other things like that, that obviously leads to problems. And some of this stuff is stored in our fatty tissue, which is really interesting because when you lose weight, sometimes you can repoison yourself, right?
Yes.
Yeah. One good reason not to lose weight. No.
One good reason to drink extra water.
Drink extra water.
No, that's what, because a big part of our practice is helping people to manage their weight loss and reclaim their life. And we want them to drink a lot of water, more than you'd think. We tell people to take their body weight, divide it in half, and that's how many ounces they should drink in a day. And, you know, if that number seems high for you...
I'd buy stock in the Quincy Water Department if I take my body weight, divide it in half, and that's how many ounces I'm supposed to drink a day. I might as well move the radio station into the bathroom.
Yeah, hey.
But again, we don't drink enough water, no. And yet people walk around, and what are some of the effects of hydration? As somebody gets a headache, usually drink a glass of water, but then they expect it to work immediately.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, once you get to where a symptom's developed, a headache, for example, or a symptom,
yeah,
it takes a long time for that to get over.
Yeah,
right.
Well, depending on what's causing it, sure. You know, if you've got a headache because your neck's out, sometimes I adjust your neck and you feel awesome afterwards. Sometimes the headache goes away within 5 to 10 minutes. Sometimes the headache stays. Sometimes I adjust your neck and your body, it was so far out and your body was so used to it being so far out that you get a headache for a day.
Yeah.
And then the next day after you slept and your body's had time to process it, you feel a lot better. But
I used to get a massage every month, and one thing that they absolutely insisted that I do was drink as much water as I could before I came in,
mm-hmm.
And then sometimes that meant we had to stop in the middle of the massage so I can make a winky-tink break. But also, before I left the office, they made me drink at least a liter of water because they basically said, look, we've broken up all these toxins now. They're stored in your fatty tissue.
Yep.
We've massaged you. We've rubbed you. We've gotten your lymphatic system. Everything's going at full speed now. Even though you feel completely relaxed,
right?
We've got your lymphatic system and everything flowing. Now you've got to wash it out, because if you don't, it just goes right back in,
right.
And then it sits there.
Right. And you don't want that. I mean, you did all that. You paid them to get that out of there. So, you know, the other thing that you can do that... we recommend sometimes is to take an Epsom salt bath to help, because we think of the liver and the kidneys as our major detox organs, but your skin is also an organ that will send stuff out given the opportunity. You don't want to do it every day, but sometimes after a good massage, a nice Epsom salt bath will help to get rid of some of those toxins, because... let's be honest, your liver and your kidneys can only process so much. And if you've got a lot of toxins in there, you want to do everything you can to help pull it out. So.
And what is Epsom salt? I mean, you know, again, most of what people talk about isn't amazing. We've made all these medical advances, but sometimes grandma's stuff is the best.
Yeah.
What is it about the Epsom salt? There's some property in it that draws, obviously.
Yeah, the Epsom salt. It pulls that out. Yeah.
It's almost like an atomic magnetic pull. In other words, whatever's in the toxin is attracted to the Epsom.
Right.
And so when you're sitting in a bath of that, it goes out of your body instead of going in.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow. Now, for people who have been listening today, check and see if your coenzyme Q10 level is low. Make sure you drink a lot of water. Hepatitis C, do some research on it, maybe on the internet, find out what its side effects are. If you think you need that, go check. And in general, we're going to leave with like a takeaway. It's like Dr. Oz, in case you missed it. We want to leave with a takeaway today. We talk a lot about minerals and about all this and that. But how do we really know if we have a deficiency of zinc or a deficiency of magnesium, or we're just guessing that coenzyme Q10 is the problem?
Signs and symptoms. If the signs and symptoms are pointing to multiple things, depending on the thing, you can always do blood work and see what your levels are. Blood work for some things is not the best measurement. Sometimes we need to do a saliva test. Sometimes we need to do another test. The other thing you can do is if you don't want to do any testing and you like just living on the edge, and you think, oh, I've got these spots in my nails. Oh, maybe I'm deficient in zinc. I'm not going to test it. Let's just try it. So you try it, and you see what happens.
Can it hurt you, though, trying things?
It can if you do too much of it.
Too much of it.
So,
what about the expensive urine? You know, sometimes when you take your multivitamins and stuff, and then your pee is like bright yellow, like neon yellow. Are you really I mean, are you ridding yourself of a lot of money, or is that something still worthwhile, taking one a day or something like that?
So your body needs lots of vitamins and minerals, and it will take in what it can. Obviously, if your pee is bright yellow, it couldn't take in everything, but it took in everything that it could, which is still better than nothing at all.
Okay.
You know.
So a little bit of overflow is not a bad thing. Your body just didn't take it in.
It took all that
But I've always been told that your urine should be white.
Yeah. Well, if you're drinking enough water, it will be white.
It will be. Okay. Oh, golly gee. thank you, Dr. Brandon Breening. And you know what? I feel better just talking to him, even though my throat is going to be fine. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to live. Thank you.
All my cells are healthy.
the placebo effect.
There
we'll talk about that next time.